All right, here we go. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Oi, good morning.
What's up, your ass?
Your ass. You're the ass.
You know you're the ass of asses, yeah. Sir.
Asses of fire.
Asses of fire.
You know, yeah. What? I don't know. It's from South Park, I think. Are you going to play that prank phone call?
Yeah, later. Later. Prank phone call is coming up at around 8:30.
Because I'm not really happy about it.
I am delighted, sir. Because you always prank me. You prank me with the air horn. Prank me with your stupid spider. You know, prank me all the time.
You know, I will say, yeah. I have pulled plenty of pranks in my time.
Yeah.
And I deserve it.
You do. You deserve every bit of it.
I deserve it.
So, yeah, if you want to hear the prank of the week brought to you by Extreme Wireless coming up a little bit later on and me getting Hunter back, it's fantastic.
I should have known. You know, it's not like you call me every day midday to, you know, do much, especially during the winter.
Yeah.
Should have known.
Should have known, but you didn't.
You caught me at a good spot.
Because you're a
dummy. I was vulnerable.
And everyone's going to laugh at you, Hunter. They're all going to laugh at you. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
The Morning Dump, of course, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I love this, man. There's nothing like going to work every day knowing that there's someone there waiting for you that just flat out hates you. According to a new survey, 62% of people say that they have an enemy at work.
Wow. 62%?
62% have a legit enemy at work.
Besides me, who do you hate at work?
I'm not falling down right now because we got enough people that listen here. I ain't doing that. Our work enemies are usually the same age or as us or older, the same gender as us, and someone we interact with on a daily basis.
I got a question for you. Is there anybody in your life right now that you just like, dude, if I saw him, I'm just going to knock him out?
Benny. Always. Yeah. It's always Benny. The answer is always Benny.
I knew it was going to be Benny. Just knew it.
28% of the people say their enemy is their boss.
Really?
That's not just good. Doesn't that seem kind of weird? Like, we go to this place that, you know, a lot of us, I mean, it's still work. Even this job. There's days where I'm like, man, I'm tired. I want to go home. But to know that you have someone that you would, like, duel to the death with. Every day.
You go in there to see this person.
Yeah. I think, you know, once a week at work, they should do like a fight day.
Yeah.
Like if you got a discrepancy or an issue with someone.
I like it.
You have a ring in the basement of your office
throw
building.
Some 12-ounce gloves on.
And you just duke it up.
Boom, boom, boom.
I like that. I think that's what they should do.
It's not a bad idea.
You know? And get it done. Then, like, seriously, there's no HR complaints. All right? None of this. It's going in your record. You settle it. It's done. You move on.
Then you got that, like, 75-year-old guy who's been there for years just because he's knocked out, like, 18 employees.
He can't retire until he gets knocked out. He's just waiting for someone. He's got that rock-hard jaw.
We call him Mayweather. Just can't get beat.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. Harold from accounting just won't go down.
He's just a terrible employee, too.
Fantastic. Jerry Seinfeld has sued the classic car dealer that sold him a rare Porsche that might be fake. In 2013, the comedian bought what he thought was a 1958 Porsche Carrera Speedster from a European collectibles for $1.2 million. $1.2 million. 3 years later, Jerry auctioned it off for $1.54 million. But now it's coming around, and they got a certificate of authenticity that says it was bogus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Dude, how do you fool someone with that?
Yeah. You know, especially with that much money, you think, you know, anybody buying something like that would do the research extensively.
Do the research, and then, like, I mean, it's not like you're having some guy on the corner, you know, the corner auto shop that's like, oh, yeah, I do authenticities.
Mm-hmm. You know why? You know why that happened?
What's that?
Because it's Jerry Seinfeld, and he's got so much money that he's like, 1.2, I should probably get it checked, but
I'm not going to. It's fine. It's pocket change.
I have plenty of millions.
That's one season of reruns of Seinfeld across the country. So, yeah, so he's suing the people, taking them to court, saying, hey.
He's kind of an ass.
Yeah.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. But he's pretty pompous.
He is pompous. I think his brain just works differently than the rest of us. So, yeah.
I just saw an interview with him, and they're like, so how do you feel about people thinking of you being an ass? And he's like, well, he's like, I've always been like this.
Yeah.
It's just everybody thinks I'm the guy from Seinfeld. I'm not.
Yeah.
And ever since he came out with,
the comedians in cars.
Yeah. Like, people are starting to see the real Seinfeld.
Yeah.
People are like, oh. This
driving
is
on his $1.2 million Porsche.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, it's a Porsche. It's not a Porsche.
Porsche. That's the right European
way to say it. I know it's the right way to say it, but come on.
It's also
Porsche. This is America.
Actually, no, wait. Porsche is the stripper name. Porsche is the way
there
we like
you
to say
go.
It. Lastly, apparently, porn isn't just for entertainment purposes. It's also very educational.
That's why I use it.
Hi. I'm a delivery man, and I have some cream for you.
Wow, that cream looks heavy. You must be strong.
I work out. Should I take your pants off?
Yeah, take it off.
That's how it sounds at our household.
I'll do one.
This is the worst porno I've ever seen.
A new survey found that 31% of people who have watched porn have tried at least one move they saw in said porno. That includes 33% of men and 26% of women.
Wow.
Have you ever tried a position you've seen in a porno?
I don't think so.
I think I've done it once or
have
twice.
You, yeah. Like, you legitimately watch one, and you're like, oh, I'm going to try that, and then you really did later on.
And then I'm pretty sure.
Could you elaborate? Is it too graphic?
There's no good way of explaining it.
Yeah.
There's no good way.
Is it a lot of twisty legs and...
Here is one. I'll tell you, the fish hook.
The fish hook.
I'll say that. And I kind of use your imagination. I think you got it. Hunter's face just showed that he got.
Because there
I'm
could
saying.
Be a couple different things you could do with a fish hook.
But yeah, I tried that one. The girlfriend I was dating at the time, we were on the same page. Uh-huh. She's like, all right, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Wasn't quite for her.
Did you tell her to flop like a salmon?
Come on,
fish out of water.
Be steelhead.
No,
be a steelhead.
Did you yell fish on?
Fish on! She's, I think I might have.
She's looking back at you like, what are you doing?
I was wearing that fishing hat. You know, had my waders on. Had my hip waders on. So here are four more stats about the porn.
And this all happened
habits.
Yesterday while we were on our ice fishing trip.
It kind of ruined the trip there. The porn-inspired moves were most likely to try in different positions, backdoor action, and some light BDSM. 22% of people overall said they've watched porn in the last week. Women were about five times more likely to say they've never watched porn, 44% compared to just 9% of men. And according to the survey, a lack of affection or intimacy is one of the top things that make porn unrealistic. So there you go.
I got a nephew, younger guy, was over at the Rents the other day, and like last week, my dad, my internet history is deleted. Hunter? I'm like, dude, no, I got my own computer, Dad.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about clearing out this one anymore.
I'm 14 and 13 anymore. So he called my sister. Dude, oh my God, hilarious.
That's the greatest
hilarious.
Thing ever.
It's like, dude, I got to teach you. You got to do it individually. You got to individually delete stuff.
Tell you what, you've only been there for 45 minutes. Just delete the last hour.
You know
what's
funny? He deleted the passwords and everything. So Dad doesn't know any of his passwords. Come
your
on.
Poor Dad. Your dad might as well not even go on the internet anymore because he's screwed. All because your pervy little cousin wanted to find some new positions. That's your morning dump.